What's up, guys? I'm your host Jack, and welcome to another episode of Wright's Rookie Adventure. As I briefly mentioned in the last episode, Venice Beach, I'm going to go into a bit more detail of Venice for you in this episode. So, Venice is part of LA, kind of. It's right at the bottom, about an hour away from downtown on the metro. Venice Beach is definitely a go-to. Awesome vibe, great place, and it isn't as expensive as Santa Monica. Isn't quite cheap, but it isn't as expensive. I want to say I got an Uber from Santa Monica to Venice. I believe there's only two hostels. I stayed in the older one. Seemed like a bit more homey feel. So I stayed there for a few days. And it was about 15-minute walk to the beach on the boardwalk. The boardwalk itself is just awesome. I love it. There's lots of stuff going on. You'll meet all kinds of people. You've got your street artists, your street entertainers. You've got people playing basketball. You've got Muscle Beach. And then you've got the actual beach. Great fun. I spent probably a couple of days just sitting there, watching the basketball, going to the skate park that's right on the beach. I even got a skateboard, as I used to skate when I was a kid, and it was one of those, it always pop up in skate videos, you know, California, Venice, the skate park. I thought, this is too good of an opportunity not to. I was awful. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, spent many hours just on Venice Beach, just doing not an awful lot, but it was fun, and I definitely do it again. Outside of the boardwalk, there's loads of bars, loads of restaurants, so you'll never find nothing to do. A couple guys that I met in the Santa Monica hostel, two Aussie lads, they were in Venice for the evening. I found a place that had a happy hour, and we got shit-faced. Absolutely shit-faced. I got a scooter back to the hostel, which, as I, it's normally a 15-minute walk. It took me 2 hours on a scooter to get back. I have no idea what happened. I want to say I got rooted. That's my only reasonable explanation. I went from cloud nine, top of the world, to falling over, taking 2 hours to get back to my hostel. And the whole next day I was throwing up. I felt utter shit. It was awful. But before that, it was absolutely awesome. Me and these two lads had an awesome time drinking cocktails, drinking shots, just well of a time. Absolutely awesome. I don't know if I've mentioned, but I do enjoy going to the gym. So, Gold's Gym was definitely on the agenda. I met this crazy Italian-German girl. She was from Italy, but she spoke German and lived in Germany. She was crazy, she was nuts, really nice. She said, yeah, I'll come with you. She goes to gym, she works out, and she got me in for free, which was awesome. And I tell you what, I have never ever experienced anything like it. It was incredible. The atmosphere was pumping. I saw Sergi, I don't know if anybody would know these people, but Sergi Constant, absolutely ginormous. He's huge, like, incredible. Saw Simeon Panda. He was killing it. He looked as well. He looked fucking ginormous. Saw Stanimal. He was also looking rather big. And then the people that I didn't know, but everyone was huge. The atmosphere was insane. Probably one of the best workouts I have ever had. I can understand why so many people want to train there or move to train there. There's nothing like it. It's also much bigger than I thought. It has three ginormous rooms, it has the outside, anything you can think of. And if you can't find it, you don't belong, so to speak. I just can't speak highly enough. If you love the gym and you're in Venice, like, you probably would anyway, but make sure you go. Oh, and I also saw Charles Glass, incredible trainer. Insane. Venice Beach, Gold's Gym, amazing. Food, lovely. Now you can go into downtown LA quite easily from Venice. I have only heard bad things about downtown LA. I've heard it's dirty, I've heard it's boring, I've heard it's very clicky, so if you're not from LA, they just don't like you. So I didn't go. Did not interest me. I'm not a tourist, I don't want to be a tourist. I avoided it, didn't go. Plenty of other people from the hostel went and invited me. No thank you. Didn't fancy it. I was either at the beach, in the hostel, or in the gym. And I loved every minute of it. It was incredible. Didn't want to do the Hollywood sign, didn't want to do the observatory, didn't do one of the Walk of Fame. No, nothing, no thank you. One thing I did experience in Venice, and it was a top priority, was In-N-Out. Now, I'll tell you what, In-N-Out is amazing. Probably one of the best burgers I've ever had, even if it is a fast food chain. You can only get it on the West Coast, which I didn't know. I also didn't know it's a family-run business, so it's not as popular, it's not as big as McDonald's or Burger King, but get it when you can. Double up. They've got a secret menu, which isn't very secret, but yeah, it's amazing. I love it. I could eat it every week. I don't think it's that unhealthy compared to other chains. They're quite highly valued on that. They want it to be relatively like fresh food, and you know, not too oily, not too greasy. So it's a definitely preferred thing on the West Coast. There's a lot of people on the West Coast do care, are organic, do like fresh produce, and they do care about themselves. It's a very, very common thing on the West Coast. Everyone's looking after themselves, all the way up to Canada. Like, I found that in Canada as well. Everyone's health conscious. I didn't see too many fat people. Not wanting to fat shame or anything like that. Just wasn't a common thing at all. And if you did see a fat person, they probably weren't from the West Coast. Again, not fat shaming, do what you want. I'm just saying, the West Coast is very self-conscious, health-conscious, and do care. But anyway, In-N-Out, awesome. Also had my first Chick-fil-A. A lot of people rave about it. Wasn't too sold, it was all right. Wasn't amazing. I didn't have another one or anything. Just stuck to In-N-Out. I did also find out Costco do a big ass hot dog and a soda for $1.50. Yeah, that was taken advantage of too. That was rather nice. Pretty sure that's all I did in Venice. Chilled at the beach, chilled at the skate park, watched lots of basketball. Those guys go in absolutely nuts. They don't really like white people playing. I wouldn't say it's a racist thing, I just, not many white people can play basketball apparently. So yeah, they take it very seriously. So you're in the jungle on that one. But yeah, that was very fun. I think that is pretty much it. So, thanks again, guys. for joining me on this episode. I will see you on the next one. Peace, guys.